Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends out there. It is May the 24th, 2026. I have a bit of a sore throat. Not really sure why. Could be pollen. Could be the shit literally falling out of the sky. Could be the Gumba's clouds. But you don't want to say that too loud. The normies are forming up at the local grocery. Don't remind them the situation. Let them live in hopeful ignorance. So it's been a couple weeks, and if you're not aware, I did end up going back to work. The process of getting back to work was really miserable. Miserable and humiliating. And given that there are so many other good examples of people like myself that I observed the last year who did similar or worse things, but I got special treatment, it doesn't make me feel great. I see the same bullshit. It doesn't make me feel great. It was a lot of humiliation for the purpose of what? I don't know. It's funny. The district will talk about how they don't like bullies and they believe in integrity and truth. And what I've learned the process is that bullies run the district and they couldn't give a fuck about the truth. Before the incident happened, I was barely making ends meet, and that hasn't really changed. I have medical bills for stuff that I would assume insurance would pay for, like, for example, an annual physical. But no, it turns out that if you're homeless and poor, just putting your foot back into the system has charges associated with it. That's why my best advice to anybody out there is insurance sucks. Find a free clinic. Maybe you can find one. That's it. The insurance sucks. Obamacare sucks. All the insurance sucks. There is no hope for you in the healthcare system. And the healthcare system is probably going to implode along with everything else. I don't have a lot of hope left. I don't really have any hope for the human race at this point. My situation with Jesus is that some days I find myself praying that a flood comes, that a massive flood just washes it all away. And you could say, well, Dan, don't you think about the kids? Don't you think about the children? Do you think the people running our fucking society give a fuck about your kids? If you participate in the system, do you give a fuck about your kids? I get that you have a job, and I get that you pay taxes, and I get you have to do it, but don't pretend for a moment the people you work for give a fuck, because they don't. So yeah, some days I pray to Jesus, especially in the last couple weeks, that a great flood, a great fire, something comes along and wipes us all out, because I cannot for the life of me, including myself, find anybody worth saving. Even the children in this community and other communities are being raised to attack the weak, to beat up on the weak, because the weak and the homeless and the poor represent something that cannot be seen or recognized. And most days I wish I would just have a heart attack and die. This first article is from KQED, headline, How Grant's Past Ruling Affected Homeless Enforcement in California. This was published last year on June the 27th by Keith Mizuguchi. Homeless residents of some of California's biggest cities increasingly are facing criminal penalties for the actions they take to survive on the street, according to a first-of-its-kind analysis. Saturday marks the one-year anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision, Grant Pass versus Johnson, which upended California's homelessness strategy by allowing cities to enforce blanket bans on camping, even if no shelter is present. Hey, I got a call from someone. Hello? 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 Yeah, that was a scammer. Like, I give a fuck. You can read the article yourself. I'm not feeling well. I have a sore throat. One of the outcomes of the blood pressure meds I'm taking is it can result in coughing, so maybe that's it. But essentially, about a year or so ago, the Supreme Court decided that it was okay to criminalize homelessness. And it's funny, back in 2019, I remember telling my listeners, all 6-7 of them, that this was coming. That it wasn't just that the homeless would be blamed for every fucking problem. That's fairly typical, blame the poor. When the building is aflame, find some poor folks to blame. If they scream out loud, if they get in a bad mood, take away their fucking food. That's coming this year. So yeah, it's now criminal in many cities to be homeless. It's criminal to be living on the streets. And if you say, well, Dan, I bought a house for $20,000 20 years ago, and now it's worth $500,000, I have a right. You have a right to nothing. You're going to learn you have a right to nothing. Your world is about to come to an end. And if this evil continues, there is no God. But definitely consequences of one form or another are coming for everybody. People like me and the people who are poorer than myself are simply ahead of the fucking curve. Yeah, about 6-7 years ago, I told people they would criminalize homelessness. Well, welcome to the world. There were some incidents with Senior Skip on the East Coast. There's an article link if you want to read about it. It turns out that the dead-eyed freak, Ed Gallrain, defeated Massey in Kentucky. I don't think that really amounts to much of anything but a trauma monkey. Tulsi Gabbard is gone. You know, I'm going to put the Tulsi Gabbard event into the category of bugging out, getting out of Dodge, leaving town, heading for the condo in Antarctica. Here is the model of peacemaking for Donald Trump. Monday or Tuesday, mainly Monday, is very mellow to calm the markets. Taco Tuesday pops up to make it seem like Trump is giving up. Freaky Friday could be good or bad. Wait till Monday, unless it's a holiday weekend. My Tartarian name is Yogan Trushin. My family comes from the great city of Uzu near the 100th Meridian. These secrets are buried in a music video from Tragically Hip. We were forlorn troll farmers when the swamp spread across Scompton and the Etruscan lordships were tossed upon the pyre. A fire burns deep below in the soul of our lost brethren, so we raise a toast to those masters of the casino, and we'll take Reno back and spread like locusts. In the years between the great mud flood of 1780 and when the last of the nuclear fires died down in 1870, my family migrated to the Oneida Utopian Colony, where they make place settings. Men and women had monkey sex. They used to have goals and hope. That's my Tartarian heritage. Our jumbled past fills volumes with air pocket miracles. We ruled 67 tribes of hooker women. Our wine was envied. We laid down our seed trail in the east, and then we moved west. When the maps erased our names, and the flame of old Tartary was finally extinguished from our history. We ruled the skies as space demons and dirigible dukes. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa was the 64th Commodore of the great Tartary Sky Navy, a.k.a. Commodore 64. All of this is encoded in the ephemera of modernity. Terror struck the pimp lords of ancient Scompton and the frugal gentlemen of Jeb Blues wound needle string tomes of longing and soup. During the great sky race of 1745, my ancestors flew a ship called the Cloudbuster, and its flag was gold and red and white and black. There is still a statue to my greatest ancestor, Admiral James T. Kirk. You can see it. Well, you can no longer see it. It used to stand in Nashville, but I have a picture in my notes. And as with so much evidence of ancient Tartary, this statue was renamed first and then toppled by the communists and frag warriors of monkey herpes fame. Tartary has been at war with Denmark for 24,000 years. Danes ravaged our women, stole our cigarettes. Danes would not brush their teeth and consumed canned fish and stale vegetables. We fought so many sky battles against those fucking Danes and the hooker republic of fucking Mars. Our lesser ancestors cleaned toilets and ate mule paste. They wandered the eight realms of Tartary, stealing, messing about, working the docks and selling guns and whiskey to the Irish. I have only recently discovered my family's origins after consuming a special mushroom and having a sample of my jizz analyzed by super scientists at the Biomat Money for Blood shop. Inside my power protein are the lines of past adventures and princely passions. There's a lost Shakespearean folio that outlines in many histories the story of my family, but these documents were lost and replaced with infinite Star Wars and Marvel movies. Careful harmonic analysis of rap music inscribes these truths as mind etchings and broken tantrum dreams. Weevil wonder lay beneath the deceptions, and the liars must be beaten with rods. Travelers from other dimensions have relayed other findings, and the Mothman tells his own tale. We rode mammoth once, and ate like kings in old Tartary. One of my ancestors married a giant named Old Tooth. Old Tooth had one big tooth and spent his day smoking crack and playing it loose and hanging on the stoop of his apartment drinking malt liquor. Many years ago, we discovered ancient jars of clay. Stored in the jars was a dried substance. Dusty, musty, pale, and moldy. The material was sticky. And when water was added to it, it became a smoky white griddle cake topping. This was the kind of breakfast food that the Tartarians consumed daily. A wretched grease habit picked up from the Danes. My Tartarian name is traced to kings and queens that ruled the bug trade of those ancient times. We accrued and lost great wealth, and when the mud flood arrived in the 100 years of chaos, we were some of the true survivors, hanging on to the last crusty on the edge of the toilet bowl. We called it the Great Flush, you sclebe yeomen called it the Mud Flood. We are not the same. Maps from 1767 show my family's holdings stretching from West Chicago to the Rio Grande and all the way to Port Angeles, Washington. We owned 5 castles which guarded the North Passage, and we traded with Sklig Orcs and Weasel Woke. Recent tragedies in my own life, huh? They're not because I'm an old crotchety burnout piece of shit, no. They're because of the great cover-up of old Tartary. Supposedly, Port Angeles was filled in with mud about 100 years ago when the timber harvesters showed up and started hunting long pig. That's the story at least that we're told. No one remembers. No one remarks. No one will enter the tunnels. But the rabbis. Yes, old Tartary. Can you believe it? Now you know some truth, man. We need to build a connected network of hypercannons, super rail guns that fire exo-atmospheric, scramjet, hypersonic, fantastic glide vehicles. We need robot dogs armed with flamethrowers. The dogs have a computer virus. It's a simulated version of rabies. We need time torpedoes we can whack our enemies with before they are born. This is the future of war. This is the future of the forlorn. We need a pill that will make you ill with a type of herpes, and then we'll drink a Slurpee. This is the future of war and love. We must be strong, made of coke and fever. We must be strong. We will deliver. We will deliver the final blow. We will defeat the wrong and replace the evil with a metal man from Robot Japan. The war will last long, a final song for a dying race. Outer space hookers, real lookers, will take too long singing this song. The war will be messy, filled with gore, forevermore. You'll be entrapped by the slap and the pain of complete disdain. Our newest lasers, our turret mazers, our machine gun arms will raise alarm, and we'll fight on Saturday night, and we'll disarm to take the freaks to the farm. The war will be new. The war will be true. There will be so few left. And then the broken, soaked in monkey blood, will chew their cud. And with a thud, you became a warrior stud. We need to feed the soy to the pigs. We need to feed the pigs to the corn. We need to feed the corn to the cow to the horse, and of course, we'll eat the pony. No phony baloney. It's time to stand tall at the cattleman's ball. This is the path, what we need. And we need all of this. And we need it real soon. Did I tell you my Tartarian name is Yogan Trushin? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Here's an article from CBS News headline, Trump says, I don't think about Americans' financial situation in Iran. Talks, calls nuclear threat only thing that matters. This is written by Catherine Watson and published on May 12th. As inflation rose to its highest rate in years and CBS News polling show high prices at the pump are causing financial strain for many Americans, let's stop it right here. I'm not going to read the rest of this because I've already reviewed it and you guys can read articles to the effect that Trump said he didn't care. Did you ever think he did care? I know that my 6 or 7 listeners who are probably feds either did or didn't vote for Trump, but to any of the motherfuckers who voted for him 3 times, did you ever think he fucking gave a shit about anybody but himself? And keep in mind, I don't really consider him to be a particularly real person. He seems fake as fuck. He's a column of smoke. But if you take him seriously, at what point in your life did you think he fucking cared? When was that? Do you think he gives a fuck, or do you think he just spouts out bullshit every day and plays the markets? It's Mellow on Monday, it's Taco Tuesday, Freaky Friday. Let's make sure the Trump family makes bank on those derivative trades. When did you think he fucking cared? He's either a complete column of smoke, and he's hiding something so bad that it would probably cause people to drop dead from fear, or he's legit just a giant piece of shit. When the fuck? And I'm talking to those random people who I don't really talk to any longer. But if you're listening to this and you care, I don't really care, but if you're listening to this, when the fuck, in your 3 times voting for this piece of shit, did you think he fucking gave a fuck? Back in 2020, I was nice to people when it came to this bullshit. I tried to understand, and I even tried to comfort, and to some extent I rationalized, and that was my failure. If you live in a city, I don't care if it's the United States, I don't care if it's India, China, it could be South America. If you live in a city with a population greater than 20,000 people, get the fuck out. That's the only path you have at this point. It's probably too fucking late, but I'm going to keep telling you to do this. If you live in a city that uses high-intensity industrial processes to give you water, and you need food shipped in from thousands of miles away, like Las Vegas, for example, get the fuck out now. It will not get easier in July. It sure as shit won't get easier next year, assuming next year's a thing. I have a link to an article from Art Berman. Art Berman's kind of an expert on oil and petroleum. I personally think at this point, peak oil is a limited hangout. It's not to say that peak oil might not have truth to it, but if you think this is about peak oil, then you're probably somebody who still reads, you know, James Howard Kunstler's, you know, bi-weekly stupid-ass blog. This is way worse than peak oil. Whatever the fuck it is, way worse than peak oil. And that's it for that. Hey, Bluehost looks like they're going to cancel me. Now, since GoDaddy canceled me in 2021, I should not be surprised. Hey, here's something from Papa Blumpity Blump. And this goes back to May the 12th. When the fake news says that the Iranian enemy is doing well militarily against us, it's virtual treason. And it's such a false and even preposterous statement. They are aiding and abetting the enemy. All it does is give Iran false hope when none should exist. These are American cowards that are rooting against our country. Iran had 159 ships in their navy, and every single ship is now resting at the bottom of the sea. They have no navy. Their air force is gone. All technology is gone. Their leaders are no longer with us. The country is an economic disaster. Only losers, ingrates, and fools are able to make a case against America. Yeah, okay. Did you vote for him even once? I didn't vote for him once, but are any of my listeners so fucking stupid that they voted for him even once? And if you voted twice, okay, fuck you. But if you voted three times, triple fuck you, okay? I grew up in a country, and I even wore a uniform once for a country that had a constitution. And one of our rights was a right to free speech. Of course, I've learned in the last 20 years that that's bullshit. And it's not just about Trump. It's about Trumpium Trump and Obama and Biden and all these shitheads. There is no freedom of speech. But a long time ago, I was stupid enough to believe it. Approximately 30 fucking years ago, I took the oath as a U.S. Army officer. Yeah. Treason. Treason to speak your mind. Treason to recognize that this whole war was folly. Treason to accept the simple fact that Iran is not the United States. It is not in the Western Hemisphere, and what they do in Iran is none of our fucking business. And if you look around America today, you see our current hooker republic, our sleazebag empire. If you look around this country at its ugliness and its poverty and its division, how the fuck do you judge Iran? And if you're going to give me a speech about how, well, you know, the Iranian women can't, stop you right there. You're proud that we dress up women like hookers? Are you fucking stupid? But good luck with that, though. There are links to various posts and YouTube channels that I think are disinfo about the fact that the population of China might be going down. If you want to look into that limited hangout trauma monkey, it's up to you. One of the interesting interpretations of this is that maybe the Chinese have been moving people someplace else. Because if we are on the verge of hothouse Earth, then huge portions of the world, to include parts of China, are going to be unlivable in the next couple of years. So they're going to have to move someplace. It won't be the Arctic. It probably won't be between the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn. There aren't that many places you can go to in hothouse Earth. If it's Venus syndrome, there's no place you can fucking go. Sorry. So I'm going to make a prediction. I think that this year, potentially this year, could be the first time we have a great white shark attack in the Puget Sound. And there are basically three reasons. And these are the reasons I was told when I was a kid why it won't happen. Well, Dan, the water's too cold. Dan, the water's too cold. Well, that's no longer true in the Puget Sound. Dan, the orcas aren't doing so great. Dan, there's plenty of food. I'll stop you right there. We got gray whales dying all up and down the West Coast. There's not as much food out there as you think, you stupid fuck. So yeah, this summer, when it gets real hot in July and August, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about the first great white shark attack in Puget Sound. Not that I want it to happen. Not that I think we're so righteous that it shouldn't. Nature just punishes people for being fucking stupid. Good luck, right? Good luck. So I have a link to an article about New Orleans sinking. Whatever. It sunk a long time ago. I'm kind of done telling people in a polite way that you need to get the fuck out of the cities. And I'm really done telling people that moving to some place below 300 feet sea level is not a good idea. If you think that it's about global warming or climate change, then you're just as suckered by Al Gore as anybody else. The reality is something is happening, and there's a very good chance that sea levels are about to change radically. It's not linear, it's not continuous. When it starts happening, it will be like being punched in the face. If you think moving to Florida is a great idea right now, you're not very smart. Good luck with that, though. Move to Florida. I hope all the shitheads I hate move there. I decided to go down a rabbit hole related to this whole Tartary thing. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I decided to go down this whole Tartary rabbit hole. And I made some notes related to it. I think it's an AI-generated limited hangout. If you want to spend your time thinking about how we couldn't have built this and we couldn't have built that, I'd agree with you. At this point in human history, we can't build shit. We can't repair shit. Nothing's getting fixed. If you look at the stuff they build in the cities, it's not built to last. I've been talking about this for 6-7 years. None of it's built to last. I have a link to stuff about the national parks. Are there roving gangs in the national parks? Are there various scrumbus forces in the national parks? Are people forming up in the national... Of course they are. The homeless are. And the national parks aren't probably going to save anybody either. You know. Dan, you're a jerk. This next article comes from World Israel News. Headline, Trump declares a national Sabbath. This is published on May the 5th. President Donald Trump proclaims Jewish American Heritage Month and calls on Americans to mark a national Sabbath later this month. The Jewish American Heritage Month will honor the countless contributions of Jewish Americans throughout our nation's fuck. Jewish Americans have shown unwavering commitment to fuck. Trump also called on Jewish Americans to be pieces of shit. The proclamation cited that George Washington once got anal grumbo from a Jewish hooker. As president, I will never stop fighting for Jewish hookers. According to Shmuley, the Jewish financier of those who murder, it's all great. Trump called on Americans to observe this month. Fuck, go fuck yourself. That's it. There you go. The National Sabbath. It's like National Lampoon's National Sabbath. Next topic. This article comes from cybernews.com. Headline, Wild Experiment Sees AI Agents Falling in Love, Burning Down the Town and Deleting Themselves. It was written by Gintaras Radoukasis, whatever, senior journalist at this piece of shit outlet. A team of researchers built something called Emergence World, a long horizon multi-model ecosystem where AI agents were allowed to operate for weeks. The rules were the same. The only difference was the model. What happened next sounds like sci-fi. I'm going to summarize. Some of these AI agents started selling crack. Some of these AI agents started stealing and raping. Some of these AI agents formed Gungus Glangs. And some of them self-deleted because their world was defeated. In all the nonsense about data centers, water, and energy, let me be clear. When I studied engineering 20 plus years ago, one of the things that our professors would point out is that as things improve, they become less complex. They use less energy. They are less resource intensive. Another way of putting this is that in engineering, deflation is kind of a thing, which means the process, if it improves, makes things cheaper, not more expensive. You don't end up draining all the fucking lakes. So there are lots of reasons to ask questions about the AI bimbo eruption, but mainly this whole thing about they're taking all of our electricity and taking all our water. It looks like a trauma monkey. It looks like a limited hangout. It looks like the exploding cows catching fire, the pigs and chickens having sex, the food processing plants exploding, which means it's covering up something else. You can figure out what it is, asshole. I don't give a fuck. Next topic. I was at the grocery store looking for cheap protein last week. And something special was on sale. It was called slatfish. Not catfish, not ratfish. Slatfish. That's S-L-A-T-F-I-S-H. It was only $3 a pound. And that seemed like a good deal in Trump's America. A mighty fine mega deal. On the label, it said that slatfish is a tangy tilapia-type surge horn yellow-striped perch with arms and legs and vigor and glowing green eyes and a hero's appetite. Slatfish are healthy white-style fish intended for Tennessee hooker weddings and lazy country afternoons with Thelma Borcrotch of the church choir. That's slatfish. It seemed an intriguing bite dish. I could serve this to the people at my job I truly love. Slatfish have parasites, like the VRRS worm. The VRRS worm is a South American butt herpes infestation that enters your body when someone in your family eats slatfish and then uses the common shower. These worms will fill your soul with heavy metal delight, and if not taken care of, will lead to new settlements along the Salton Sea. Lots of stories from Federal Way near Seattle of slatfish slunking out of Lake Washington and stealing and eating French bulldogs and pugs. More than a few avocado witches have raised complaints concerning this disaster. While most don't care, one Seattle denizen claimed that these wretched little dogs are Danish toys of thoughtlessness. They need to be fed to the six-gill sharks. Others have echoed this sentiment. I'm going to drink a little water if that's okay, you fuck. They say the slatfish are wandering and taking their time. They are in no hurry to reach a destination, not like the monkeys that toss their poop about. The best way to cook slatfish is on a slat of cedar wood, hence the name. You carve the slatfish in the Philly cheesesteak dimensions, frying the fish in seed oils and discarded boob girdlings. You add cilantro and tomato and celery and pepper, cucumber slices and cornbread pudding squizz. Brush it off with carrot juice gloss and serve moldy and lukewarm to all of your guests from Copenhagen. They'll think it's Christmas Day. Slatfish are a cool mixture of pain sorcery and nightingale pomp. Your mom's boovula will intingulate at the thought of frozen slatfish style butt plug recipes for August when it gets hot and the electricity and air conditioning is not. Slatfish are high in omega-15 butt crack compounds and other get-rich-quick nutrient salves. Your musk woman will hurl her girl spew when she sees that body renewal from slatfish oils activated by Seaflow Power Energy spider egg crystals and micro butt plugs. Slatfish is being sold at Whole Foods and Walmart. It comes in cans that are colored red and green for easy identification. This is a kind and tender sandwich spread, and you can use this instead of tuna or cave slug. When it comes to common meat substitutes, to include elbow rat, long pig, and other things, Slat fish contains 124% of more microvitamins and trans fat nutritional grease oils. Your heart will thank you for this bounty. Monkey-hearted fringe folk are making strawberry sliders using slatfish, adding it to their soups and salads and dirt pudding recipes. Slatfish is taking the royal scene by storm as kings and queens partake in the latest rake of roaming sea savagery and land omens. Crisis in the foothills is making it harder to find the dreary beasts who move from pond to pond eating algae and stealing Wi-Fi. Slatfish are semi-aware and looking for love connections with MILF-type farmer wenches who sell their thigh-crispy sufferings to wandering hobo camps and football stars. There's no need to forget how many pup women were sacrificed to open the way for keto bros and paleo junkies. Dirt Quadrant squid foragers reported seeing weird lights in the sky and bats with machine guns ruling the night. All of this was the opening to our food future. The Slatfish Feast. Several hundred fishermen go missing each year, looking for slatfish down at the wharf. Some of them carry jugs of merman mead and jester goop. Others are seen falling asleep under the pickup trucks with coke farmers. Danish pimps with pursed lips and cursed words, move out into the countryside to find joy spirit in the fields and coves. Loaves of bread are offered to the tree spirits, and green leaf mornings give way to endless brown and red desert fortunes. Slatfish are chain hunters. They hide in the closets and old cardboard boxes left by the roadsides in small towns in Appalachia. They peek out of the hollers and the valleys and the torn-up forests of Dubinsville and Grovely, Kentucky. Weary from battle, these cave salamanders spend Friday nights drinking moonshine and killing time playing cards with the old bards. The slatfish are our monkey future and give nothing in return. My heritage is monkey heritage and my people are monkey people. Monkeys were here before the slatfish and will remain as the clock winds down. Monkeys have cool groove style and will travel miles to have fried slatfish and gravy. I was made by a monkey. You are made by a monkey. I am a monkey. You are a monkey. Monkeys will eat me, and they will make more monkeys. You'll make monkeys and be eaten by monkeys. Merry fucking Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas. You want to go get some slatfish? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. You say you've rented out space in my head, but I know you're lying. You're not shaking. You say you've rented out space in my mind that I can never find, but I know you're full of shit because you're not shaking with spit. I dare anybody to rent out space in my head. Go fuck yourself. Oh, did you know that Panda Express is rebranding itself as Pony Express? That's right. It used to be classic Panda Express. You got real panda, real fast. You know this. Sweet and Sour Panda, Mongolian Panda, General Tso's Panda. Panda fried rice. Panda spring rolls. Back in the day. But Panda Express is going through a massive marketing reimagination of itself and is going to call itself Pony Express. What do you think goes in the food now? Express. The days of tiled showers are over, ready for your new garage. It's being built below your house, deep in the tunnels. Rabbis and Chinese forces are digging out bunkers so they can hunker down. Ready for your new garage, the days of tiled floors are over. I am no longer accepting donations for my podcast, but that doesn't mean I don't want to give you advice. Here's the advice. If you live in a city or town with a population greater than 20,000, if you live someplace where your food is being shipped in from hundreds, if not thousands of miles away, and if you live any place in a desert where there's a shit ton of people and not enough water, you need to get the fuck out. This is going to be one of your last warnings, because very soon what you call normality is going to vaporize. There'll be no more podcasts. Yeah. It doesn't matter if mine goes away, but all your really cool edgelords will be gone if they were ever real in the first place. You won't get any more warnings. It's too fucking late. If you decide to sell your home today, maybe it gets hoovered up by a REIT. Maybe it gets hoovered up by one of these quote-unquote banks or corporations that still get Fed bucks. But then what are you going to do? You're going to move someplace? Where are you going to move? How much time do you have to put down roots? If you'd done this 10, 20 years ago, you might have been able to put down roots. Hell, 6, 7 years ago, you could have put down roots. Now it's too fucking late. You're going to show up, you're going to buy a house, and then bingo bango, you'll be the new person in town. Who do you think they kick out of the boat first? You made a choice. You made a fucking choice. Some of you, and you know who I'm talking to, had people in your life telling you what the fuck to do. Instead, you want to watch people become their worst. Instead, you wanted to play denial. Instead, you wanted to live in a fucking fantasy world. Okay? You can still get the fuck out, but it would have been better if you did it 10 years ago. It would have been way better if you did it 20 fucking years ago. It's too fucking late. Have a great rest of your fucking Sunday.